Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Prophet, priest, and king, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, Emmanuel, God with us, the Messiah, the Christ of the living God, our Savior. Jesus is all of these and many, many more titles, honors, and offices that Scripture attributes to him. Each of these precious names tells us something special about Jesus, and we need him to be all these things for us. In our Old Testament reading from Deuteronomy, Moses focuses on one of these rich titles, prophet. Moses had been a great prophet for Israel for 40 years. He'd done exactly what he was to do, to deliver the word of God to the people. God's word to leave Egypt, to cross the Red Sea. God's word of the Ten Commandments. God's word that he would be faithful to them all those years in the wilderness, even when they were unfaithful to him. And God's word to enter the promised land. But Moses would soon die, and the job of prophet was far from finished. So God, he tells Moses to tell the people that he would someday give them another prophet. And it would turn out that that promised prophet was far greater, far, far greater than Moses. This prophet would be much more than a prophet. God would raise up a Savior for you. Christ, who is the Word of God, does what a prophet does. He speaks the Word of God. This fulfills the prophecy that was given to Moses. When Jesus speaks, all the world is affected. Even demons are affected. Our gospel shows this perfectly in our text from Mark. Immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." Christ is the ultimate prophet. He speaks with absolute and divine authority. When Christ speaks, he speaks on behalf of his Father and of his Father's will. In the Garden of Gethsemane, we remember this, Christ prayed that that cup of wrath would be taken from him. Yet also, he prayed that the will of the Father would be done. The will of the Father was done, and the cup did not pass from Jesus. Instead of passing from Jesus, the cup of wrath poured down his head all over. And when he spoke from the cross with his last words, all divine authority was behind them. Even in this dying breath, "Father, forgive them." And then it is finished. In Jesus' death, we find the fulfillment of the law of God and the full force of the law on Jesus for us. In this act, the death and resurrection of Jesus, we attain the gospel. And this is our great inheritance. Christ as prophet speaks this inheritance to you in your baptism. In baptism, we are forgiven. Holy baptism, you see, is not law. It is gospel, the work God does to us. And by this work, he gives you the forgiveness of sins. Baptism isn't your promise or dedication of yourself to God. It's God's promise and commitment of himself to you. We need a prophet. We need a prophet to tell us all this. But hearing it, we realize we also need a Savior, one who does the will of God. We need a Savior who could keep the law of Moses perfectly on our behalf. For one to fulfill the law on our behalf, he would have to be perfect, and yet one of us in human flesh and blood. Where could we find such a man amid Israel? And so God sends his son Jesus as the babe in Bethlehem. This Jesus who went to the cross to take away all of our sins so that we will be united with our Heavenly Father on our last day. When God speaks, the world changes. When Christ speaks, the ears of demons perk up and they are forced to obey. When Christ speaks his final words from the cross, our redemption is accomplished and we are forgiven. When Christ speaks your name in baptism, you become a Christian with faith. And the Holy Spirit keeps us in that faith as Christ speaks to us his word. God raised the great prophet Christ from the midst of brothers, as he is true man. Christ perfectly kept the law for our sake, as he is true God. Christ speaks with authority given to him by the Father. God also, as our Savior Christ, takes that authority to the cross and dies for us. And even now, today, forever, with his authority saying, you are my sisters and brothers forever. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.